Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Today is a special music episode. Based on our musical guests' beautiful live performances, Matt and crew will perform fully improvised scenes. Our improvisers are Mookie Blakelock, Ronnie Adrian, and Neil Flynn. Our musical guest, Hayes Carl.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. Holy moly, Ronnie's back. Mookie's back. Neil Flynn, a long time you haven't been back. You've never done a music episode. So welcome, Neil.
Thank you.
Welcome, Ronnie. Welcome, Mookie.
Thank you.
But let's please welcome our special musical guest, Hayes Carl. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be here.
Coming all the way from Nashville to us. I'm a big fan of your music. I really appreciate you doing the show. And I don't know if you've heard the music episodes or any of our episodes, but what we do is you're going to play a song and we're going to be inspired by the lyrics of your song somehow. And we'll talk to you about them too. But what song you want to start with?
I'll start with one called Nice Things. I wrote with the Brothers Osborne and... Yeah, it's about a visit from the heavens. Well, God came down to earth to enjoy what she created. I took a fishing trip to Georgia just to see what she could see, and cast out a holy line. Thought she'd hooked a big one, reeled in an oil barrel, and said, oh my me, this is why your whole world is on fire. This is why you can't drink from your own springs. This is why, this is why, this is why. This is why y'all can't have nice things. So she walked back to the highway, flagged down a passing stranger, an old man with a kind streak who offered her a toke. And just as she was partaking, the blue light started flashing. As he slipped the handcuffs on her, she thought, this must be a joke. And this is why y'all are all strung out to Christmas. This is why I left you all them seeds. This is why, this is why, this is why. This is why y'all can't have nice things. She walked out of the jail with a rap sheet and no money, went looking for coffee and passed by an angry mob. They were yelling about people who should suffer pain eternal. She asked one for a dollar and they said, sinner, get a job. And this is why bless you with compassion. This is why I gave you empathy. This is why I said love your neighbor. This is why pills don't grow on trees. This is why I gave you all salvation. This is why angels lose their wings. This is why, this is why, this is why. This is why y'all can't have nice things. Oh, this is why y'all can't have nice things.
That's great. All thanks, right. Ace.
Thank you.
So much in there. So much to work with for us. All your songs are lyrically potent. Is that off the new album or is that an older song?
That's the off the new record.
And what's the name of the new record?
New record's called what is it called? You Get It All. Sorry. I've been putting out a lot of records lately.
And that's one of the singles off of it too, right? You Get It All.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or one of the other songs. Right. That's a great song. So I guess I knew God was a woman. So God Gets High. I like that.
Well, yeah, there's she put it here in the first place. So it only makes sense that she would enjoy her creation.
Was that one lyric, pills don't grow on trees?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. But marijuana does, more or less.
It pretty much does.
So, okay.
Grows naturally on the earth.
Yes, it does.
We see God coming down from the heavens, right outside a dispensary. Can I see your ID?
I don't think you know who I am.
You do have an aura about you, but
Yeah. Let's just say
I don't know why, but I'm going to let you in this time.
Yeah, I already knew you were going to do that.
But this is my whole job.
Yep, I already knew that. Okay, wow. It's very clean in here.
Yeah, you don't think so until you get inside. It always surprises everybody. Yeah.
Well, I was sort of... This is going to sound weird, but I'm kind of looking for something that's going to kind of get me onto a higher plane, if that's even possible. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you not smoke much? Need a little advice?
Yeah, I've actually never smoked before, but I got to be honest, I'm getting a little bit stressed out with all the stuff I created. Everybody's kind of fucking it up, and I'm just kind of chill out and relax. You know what I mean? I only worked for about 6 days ever in my life. Mm-hmm. And then I gave my creation to the people of the world, and they've just...
Okay, I'm not a therapist. I just...
Okay, I don't know. Here. I mean, it says weed doctor up there. I don't know if that's...
But...
It says Dr. Weed Good is the name of the place, but... I figured a doctor...
I'm not Dr. Weed Good. That's just the name.
I created doctors to be help people in society or whatever, but okay, fine. I don't need to ask you a question.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to give you something with a low THC percentage. Okay. Sounds like you want THC. Indica, something to... Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I made that.
You made that.
Yeah. It was more just, honestly, it was like it helped the plant grow and I thought it was pretty on the earth. And then people started drying it out and smoking it up I'll give it a try. I mean, you know what, at this point it's like, why don't I made all this stuff and then I sit way up there, way over the clouds, just sitting around watching people. It's time for me to have a little me time.
Okay, it sounds like you want to party then, like maybe sativa.
Yeah, you know what?
You want something up and jazzy?
Yeah, man. Let's fucking party. Like,
okay.
I'm at my wit's end right now. Let's fucking party. I need to relax.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Rusty, man? Hey, I'm sorry, man.
What's up?
Hey, bro, I'm going to interrupt real quick. I'm just in a rush. Hey, man, do you mind giving me my regular God sucking my dick strain? I just want to fucking...
We're almost sold out of God sucking my dick.
Oh, my God. It just makes you just... Whew. I smoke that, and all of a sudden, it's just like head back. I'm just in the clouds.
But you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you feel like smoking this actually makes you feel like God sucking your dick? Because, like... I don't know. I'm just curious. I'm looking to party tonight if you want to hang out or whatever, but like,
hey man, I'm looking
if you
at
want
you
to know
right
what it's like for God to suck your dick. I'm just like,
it's just the name of the strain, man. There's a lot of crazy strains in here. There's like green crack, you know, I mean, it's not actually green crack, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Also, I'm looking at you, buddy, and I could tell like me and you wouldn't be good friends. So
no,
I'm just, well, I'm just
gonna all right, everybody,
you know, I love everyone.
Hey man, I got no problem either. So, okay. Thanks, Rusty. This is great.
Yeah. There's
all right, man. Have a good one.
God suck.
Peace out, man.
Yeah. All right. All right, man. You know what's really sad?
What?
He's going to die in 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah. Car accident. Really sad.
We cut to outside.
It's all part of my plan.
God is, but he did settle on getting his own God sucking his own dick. Strain. He's rolling it up outside, but not too great at rolling it up on a park bench.
God damn it.
Ugh. What you doing there, fella?
Oh, no, are you nothing? Are you? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm minding my own business. I'm just doing my thing. I need to chill out. My life is just kind of all over the place right now. And if you want to sit down and smoke this with me, that's cool. But if you want to give me shit, you can get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Okay. Do you not recognize a police officer's uniform and badge and gun? And
oh, I recognize it.
Okay.
I didn't want there to be police. I wanted everybody to just be self-sufficient. I wanted people to pick food off the ground and put it in their mouth. And there doesn't need to be money or laws or anything like that. So your whole existence is completely against what I believe in. Okay. So if you want to arrest me, go ahead. I'll probably just zap over there real quick.
I might not arrest you. I'm interested in, you didn't want police.
No.
Like what? That was starting as a child or what? When was it up to you in any way?
When was it up to me in any way? It has always been up to me in every way.
You got an ID.
You pig. Okay, hold on.
Excuse me.
I don't have an ID, okay? I don't need an ID. If you don't know who I am, then you're not. You know, you're not in the know, man. Look, I don't mean to give you an attitude. I'm just, you got to know what I'm talking about.
I know who you are.
I'm sorry.
I know who you are.
Who am I?
You're God. You've manifested yourself on your earth. He's here.
Finally.
I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Huge fan.
And I'm a huge fan of yours with your flaws and all.
Oh, Maria. I know that. Oh, you know my name. I knew you'd know my name.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so into the whole food falls on the ground and you pick it up and eat it. God, I wish it was like that.
I don't think that's what he meant. I think he meant food grows from the ground and you.
Yeah. I mean, you can also, I mean, I can't
it's
go
not
back
like an ice cream cone.
And, you, yeah. Look,
wait a minute. This is important to me. What did you mean?
Originally,
food falls on the ground and you
originally eat it. I had intended it for it to be that food grows from the ground and you eat it. But if food falls on the ground and you want to eat it, I'll still love you.
I did not interpret it that way. It is very difficult to make the food grow from the ground and eat it.
Yeah.
I like it when it falls to the ground and you eat it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's already made.
There he is. Oh, great. Officer, this man took my, I dropped my hot dog on the ground. He took it and ran. Arrest him. Arrest him.
Maria? You want to arrest Maria?
I did.
Yes. Arrest that person.
It doesn't matter. I ate his hot dog on the run is what matters because it fell to the ground. It's mine. Just as God intended, right?
Sure.
No?
You know,
you seem to be kind of shifting to me. I can't make out whether you're a man or a woman or a child.
It's on purpose, right? You're doing that on purpose.
Well, it's
to
interesting.
Make a point.
It's, yeah. Well, okay. Well, don't tell me what I'm doing. First of all, you're entitled to your interpretation, but I,
okay,
you see,
food,
you,
then food does fall to the ground. And it's okay to eat. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, you see me as you, interpret me in your own mind. So, you know, you seem like somebody, if I'm shifting around for you, then that means that you don't really have a solid idea of who I am or what I look like. Are you, do you still attend church, you know, are you still a practicing
I don't see you shifting as a man and a woman. I see you shifting as a fan of baseball and then as a fan of football. Back and forth.
For crying out loud.
The Immaculate Reception, that was me.
Immaculate Reception.
That was me. I am a big football fan.
Odell. Huh.
Big Tom Brady guy.
What about when Roger Staubach threw the Hail Mary?
What's that?
When Staubach threw the Hail Mary, that started it all. I mean, were you involved there?
No, but you know what? And I would never tell anybody this, and please keep this to yourself. But I saw that happen and I was like, ooh, I'd like to see a little more of that. And then so then Immaculate Reception was after that. Oh, and then all the Aaron Rodgers.
I was gonna say, he says Hail Mary. Don't you hear that first? Or did Roger shout out Hail Mary as he threw the ball?
No. And no.
The game that he just basically closed his eyes, said a Hail Mary, and let go of the football. And
yeah, right.
He did say a Hail Mary.
Yeah, and I heard the Hail Mary, but it's also just like, you know. I was watching another game. You know what I mean?
Well, plus so he's like, not talking to you. That.
Oh, he's not true. Talking to me?
Talking to Mary.
All right. I think everybody's Hail Mary talking to me all the time.
Not a prayer to God, is it? I would say not.
No, it's to Mary.
Right. Yes, it's right there in the title.
Right. But I mean, you know, like I'm like Mary's manager. You know what I mean? It's got to go through me before it.
You know that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I've been waiting here very patiently to see if this person would be arrested for stealing my hot dog.
Just for stealing a hot dog.
It's not an arrestable offense, sir.
All right.
Of course. God always does this to me. God hates me.
We see Ronnie back at home with his roommates like 2 hours later, and he won't shut up about the hot dog and God.
So there I was, right? And I'm just telling you, I was like, hey, pay attention. So I'm sitting there and I'm hungry. And I saw this stand from the time that I went to work. I was looking at it through the window on my breaks. I was like, oh, after work, I'm going to give me a hot dog. I feel it today. So I go down there and I give me a hot dog. And it's my last $4. The last four.
This better be a good story, man.
So
yeah, man, we're literally like out the door. We're going to this party. Do you want to come?
Wait. The party's going to be there, but you might not even want to go after.
Okay. You're at the hot dog stand.
Okay. So I'm at the hot dog stand. He gives me the hot dog, right? My last $4. I even splurged for the cheese. I put a little extra. I told him to put some cheese on top.
Hold on, it's Trisha. Yeah, we're out the door.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
We gotta get there before the surprise part.
Look, it's okay. Like I'm telling you right now, I don't know those things. Okay.
What could possibly happen? You got your $4 hot dog. What happens?
So then, in the wrapper. It's in the thing, right? So I'm trying to unfurl it, and it's a little hot. I'm like So I drop it. I'm not gonna lie, I dropped it. I dropped the hot dog on the ground.
Oh, gross! So you get a new hot dog, right?
No, because it's still in the wrapper and it's not fully open yet. So I go to grab my hot dog
through the phone. Surprise! God damn it!
We missed it.
Oh man, you didn't miss anything. If anything, put it on speakerphone so everybody at the party can hear. So then I go and I grab. Grab the hot dog. I try to go to grab the hot dog. Guess what? Hand. I see another hand that's not mine. Go to the hot dog before I can reach it. And then the person grabs the hot dog, sprints off. Sprints off with my hot dog.
Because you dropped it. It's anyone's. Dude, we're going to the party. And they all go to the party and they never hear the part of the story where he sees God. And then 5 years later, they're sitting around drinking on a back porch and he's telling that same story. Dude, we heard this story before, and it wasn't that good. They run off with a hot dog. Big deal. I can't believe you're telling this story 5 years later.
But he runs off with the hot dog, so I chase him down. I chase him down, and the person's standing there with the cop. There's two people. There's two other people there. So obviously, the cop didn't help. That's nothing new. But so I start cursing God. You know, I get it. I grew up a Christian. I shouldn't have did it. But I started cursing God. And guess what?
God was right there. The cop gets mad at you.
No. God was right there. The other person was God.
What? You God from Wu-Tang Clan?
No. No, not you God from Wu-Tang Clan. Honestly, I probably would have been way more excited. But it was the regular God, like, you know, the creator, the creator of Earth.
What? Are you speaking metaphorically?
No, I'm speaking literally.
And then God comes down onto the patio, onto the porch where they're hanging out and drinking.
Oh, my God. Oh, ah.
Ronnie, I wanted to let you know that.
What the fuck is happening?
Day with the hot dog. Remember I said how 2 weeks later you were going to die in a car accident? I felt really bad about that and about telling you that. That kind of is crossing a line for me in my work. I'm not really supposed to interact with the people on Earth, that the, you know, the human beings. And
what are you doing?
So I decided
now
to spare you, but unfortunately I can't spare anybody or sort of mess with space and time without there being some sort of ironic twist to it. So unfortunately for you and all your friends, you're going to be telling this hot dog story for the rest of your life. You're going to live a long, you're going to live to be 112 or something like that. And everybody's going to know you as the guy who won't shut the fuck up about the hot dog thing. And I,
well, God, hope, can I?
Sure.
When you told me that 5 years ago, mm-hmm. that's the only reason why I've never left my house again. And why the only story I have is this hot dog story. I right. haven't went out into the world anymore trying to protect myself. I only order from offline, so they bring all my food to me.
Yeah, that's all part of it.
Let's talk some more about that song.
We all only have the last story from 18 months ago. Right? We can't possibly have any more stories that we've developed in 18 months.
People ask me, reasonably enough, it's what humans do. What you been up to? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. My answer is just nothing. Nothing. virtually zero. Every day's the same. I walked the dog twice today. Is that interesting? I got zero. Also, people say, and I appreciate this, I know you're busy, but, and I never correct them, but the opposite, far from busy.
And you're making me feel bad, because what, is everyone busy?
Yeah,
what are you guys doing?
Do other people have something going on? Because no.
The first thing God did was go fishing in Georgia. Hayes is really, that's the best fishing, huh? They do have a lot of lakes there.
I guess I've never actually been fishing in Georgia.
Really?
Some creative license.
Yeah, but they do. They have a bunch of nice fishing lakes there. I just like to hear what God's choices are right away. Zeus seemed to party more than the Christian God and really get down there and fuck around more. But I like to think of, and not that that was a Christian God in your song right there, but it kind of sounded like it. I like the concept of angels losing their wings. Did you guys ever have the, you can't have nice things speech from your parents?
Not a speech, but yeah, it was, that might be universal. And I, who knows who said it first, but it's, I don't think of it as a speech more than just a single statement. See, this is why we can't have nice things.
That was the inspiration for the song for me. We got a dog, like a lot of people during COVID, and the dog turned out to be a Great Dane. They said it was a lab, but it was a Great Dane.
What the fuck? Turned out it was an alligator.
Yeah, I got one of those 23andMe for dog tests, and its mom was a Great Dane, and its dad was an even bigger Greater Dane, and so she's a real big girl, and and she eats everything, and she ate my wife's flower bed, which she had worked really hard on, and so we got a big fight in the front yard one morning, and my wife came out and saw that this had been done, and she took this. This piece of wire that I'd wrapped around the flowers to try and protect them from the dog. And she took it and hurled it across the yard and said, this is why we can't have nice things. And all the neighbors were watching. And I said, that's a great title, baby. I'm going to take that.
Yeah. Oh, I like that story for many reasons. first off, anytime you argue with her, you can just go, that's a great song you're creating. Keep it going.
Yeah, that goes over real well.
She'll love that. Yeah. You say, hang on, you got to grab a pen. You know, don't you dare. Don't you dare write this down.
That part where you got real upset. Can you just say that one more time?
Oh, man. My parents said I can't have a PlayStation or an Xbox or anything.
Why?
I'm embarrassed what I did, but I dropped sugar all over the kitchen floor.
You refilling a sugar bowl or something?
I got up early to refill the sugar bowl for the family.
Oh, so thoughtful of you.
Yeah, my dad gets cranky if the sugar isn't there for his coffee. And I got up on a chair, which I'm not supposed to do, to reach the sugar. And I spilled the sugar over. And now she took my PlayStation out.
Son,
threw it in the garbage.
Son, you realize that actions have consequences, right?
Yeah.
And that same as you might be rewarded for behavior, you can be penalized for behavior. So, sugar costs money. You realize that?
Yes, sir.
Sugar brings ants. You realize that?
Yeah. Some ants are fire ants.
Most ants are fire ants, in my experience. And we don't need any more fire ants in this house. Remember what happened to your little sister. So, you don't own anything from this point until some point in the future when I make it clear. Everything that's yours is community property in this house.
Yes, sir. I understand that, including everything I eat.
Including everything you eat. If someone wants to reach across and take something off of your plate, that's perfectly fine. If you're eating something and it falls to the ground, it's a free-for-all.
Amen.
Oh. You're approving of my new policy? All right, that's fine.
Last thing is what Jesus said, or God, yes.
For instance, are these your socks right here?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put your socks on. I'm going to wear your hat to work today. Just to demonstrate to you.
But that doesn't fit you, Dad, either, any of those.
It doesn't matter.
Cut to Matt hanging out with his friends. Hey, dude, you invited us over to play basketball in the driveway, and your dad is just sitting there holding the basketball, and he won't give it to us.
And why is he wearing your favorite pinwheel hat?
Hey, Mr. Besser, can we have the basketball?
You want to borrow my ball?
Yeah, can we just use it and shoot hoops?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Shoot hoops as if you're Sidney Moncrief.
Uh-huh.
Did he go to Arkansas? Yes, he did. Yes,
Daddy, he did.
Yes, he did. I was picturing a Sports Illustrated cover that he appeared on. But that's neither here nor there. Here, take it. Shoot, play horse. Play pig. Play.
Okay. We were gonna do one-on-one, but
there's gotta be a shorter name for that game. No. Then again, who am I to interfere? Go ahead, have fun, kids.
All right, thanks. They're playing one-on-one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, 1-1-1. That's better.
What's up with your dad, man?
I don't know. He's been proving points really hard on me lately.
Right.
They're actually getting hard to keep track of.
Hey, kids.
Oh, jeez.
Whoever loses the game has to carry the others around as if they were a horse or a pack animal of some kind.
What?
The loser gets ridden.
What?
We're not playing horse.
Yeah. I have scoliosis.
Yeah.
Well, then you better shoot well, like Sidney Moncrief.
Okay. You know what? Hey, man.
Begin.
Oh, all right.
Stop.
Oh, hey, stop. Okay. Time out. Dad, you're taking the fun out of playing with my friends.
Oh.
You can't take fun from me.
You took the fun out of me having sugar.
All right, man, we're going home. Yeah. This sucks. Come on, Ronnie.
I knew this is about the sugar.
Let's go to your house and just play regular one-on-one.
Okay.
But I want to be one of the ones. Oh, this is about the sugar, Dad. I got that sugar for you. I refilled it for you.
And you spilt it on the ground.
It's not my fault. My sister died of fire ants.
Then whose fault is it? God's? Mine? I miss your sister. Let's play with your sister's ghost. We'll have a tea party.
So for the 20th time since her death, they get out this Ouija board that they've just... Dad, every time we get out the Ouija board, it doesn't work, and I don't think you know how to do it, and I just feel like you're just going to get angry again.
It would work if you would
pray to her.
Concentrate. Pray to her. Pray to your sister? I don't think that's
the spirit of what you want to do. I don't think communicating her letter by letter, it just feels like it's going to take a long time, and we never... Okay, I'll put my hands on it.
I know. I wish you could just... Well, that's why I like the yes and no questions. It's a little more.
All right, let's do yes and no. Ask a question.
Hello, Cinderella. Are you there? You took your hands off.
Because you were hurt. You were forcing it to yes. You were pinching my hand and forcing it to yes.
Why would it go to no? Doesn't make any sense. It was a direct question to Cinderella. Unless, I suppose, if it was someone else, they might say no.
Why would you get someone else? In a direct line to someone else.
What?
Just ask something besides you exist. That seems like a trick question.
All right. Cinderella?
Let the spirit guide our hands. Don't force it.
Maybe we don't have to ask anything at all.
Well, how will yes or no help then?
They hear a rattle and a crash from the kitchen, and they go in and they see the sugar bowl's been knocked over again.
What have you done?
I didn't do it. I was with you. It's Cinderella.
Cinderella. It's a sign.
Everything starts getting knocked over, glasses and pots and pans.
Oh, all our nice things. Oh.
The refrigerator falls over.
Are you sure you're not doing this?
I'm not doing this. This is great, right? We want to communicate with her. Why are you angry about this?
Because it's destructive. But all right, if it's Cinderella sending a message, all right.
Cut to Matt in bed that night.
Matt, wake up. It's your sister Cinderella's ghost.
Oh, Cinderella?
Yeah.
Hey. Can you communicate this directly?
Yeah.
You can talk with words?
Yeah.
Oh,
when you
use
the Ouija board, you connected with me directly. I just wanted to let you know that I knocked over all that stuff and I'm just messing with my big brother.
What?
I'm just kind of... I know. Remember though, before I died, like a week before I died, you held me down and you like spit over me and you like hung the spit right over my forehead. And I thought that the spit was going to hit me, but then you sucked it up at the end.
Yeah.
And then I died
because of that.
Well, that sucked.
Well, now that I got you, how did all those red ants get on you? What happened?
How did all the red ants get on me?
Yeah, or the fire ants.
You know how mom and dad have the beehive outside?
Yeah.
The honeycomb?
Of course.
Well, you know how they said never touch the honeycomb?
Let's listen to another song.
Hayes, can we get another song from you?
Absolutely.
Cool.
This is called She'll Come Back to Me. It rains all day in the desert, and Elvis is alive. A circle's got four corners, and 2 + 2 = 5. I've never been hungover, and there ain't no fish in the sea, and she'll come back to me. A guitar don't make music, and a bumblebee won't sting. It works if you don't use it, and Dolly just can't sing. We don't go to church on Sundays, and freedom, it comes free, and she'll come back to me. And I heard her say I do, but just because one says a thing, that don't make it true. Now I'm sitting here by my lonesome, sad as a man can be, praying she'll come back to me. Well, a clock don't tick and time stands still. Monkey is a man's best friend. It's easier pushing that rock uphill. There's no such thing as sin. And mamas don't love their babies, and money grows on trees, and she'll come back to me. And I heard her say I do, but just because one says a thing, that don't make it true. Now I'm sitting here by my lonesome, sad as a man can be, praying she'll come back to me.
That's great. That's also off the new album.
Yeah, I'm sticking to the new album for this event.
That's cool. I heard this single. Did it come out very recently? I feel like I heard it. It's great.
Thank you.
Funny. But mamas do love their babies, so you're just wrong about all these things, Hayes. Mamas love their babies. There's 2 + 2 = 4, clearly.
Money doesn't grow on trees. That's the whole point of the saying. So I didn't understand the song.
Circles don't have corners.
You needed to fact check this song a little bit before you published it.
It makes me think maybe she's not coming back.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to think. We cut to some guys in a at the bar. Well, is my wife cheating on me? I'll answer that right now. Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't know where else it would shit.
Does it though, before you jump into that?
Well, that's kind of like if a tree falls in the forest. If a bear shits in the woods and no one's around to see it.
No, it definitely. I went camping 3 years ago and I saw a bear literally shit in the woods. So they.
Wow.
What? You saw a bear and then immediately run?
No, because it was like over in a thing. What you don't realize about some bears is that they're actually more afraid of humans than the other way around.
Yeah.
So once it kind of heard me rustling, it ran the other way. But I saw it take a shit in the woods.
You sat there and watched it take a shit.
Well, I was frozen with fear. What did you want me to do? Like, charge the bear?
I would have.
I would have run away.
Look, but before we get all caught up in the bear, all we're trying to say is your wife definitely cheated on you.
Let's get to that in a second, what my wife's doing, okay? Bears shit in creeks.
What?
No way.
Bears shit in creeks.
They climb into the water. Rivers.
Creeks are part of the woods, though. They run through the woods.
No. By definition, they're definitely not part of the woods.
If you saw
a bear shitting in the woods, Ronnie,
okay,
it might have been had rabies or something.
Well, why would a bear shit in the woods? The creek is where they get their food. Bears don't shit where they eat.
You shit upstream of your bear enemies.
I don't think you understand how bears work, man. So
you don't understand how bears work.
I seen a bear shit in the woods with my own eyes.
It was a unique situation.
Okay. Look, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know.
Or maybe they sometimes shit in the woods. I sometimes shit in a porta potty. But most of the time, it's my toilet at my house.
Okay, then. Well, I guess sometimes your wife cheats on you. Like, what's going on?
No. Back to my wife. No, it's not getting into my wife and what she's doing.
Well, okay. With Fred. You brought it up.
Right. That was the first thing out of your mouth when you came here.
Like, that's why I'm drinking hard.
About the game.
But now I'm talking about bears. And I don't think you guys understand animals in general. You walk through the woods, you see shit everywhere? No, they're doing it in the creeks. It washes down the ocean.
I don't know about that.
Cut to Matt and his wife. Honey, why are you taking me to the woods right now?
I'm going to find out the truth about a lot of things.
Okay.
That's why.
About what? What do you be? You've been awfully cryptic since you got home, and you just grabbed me. As soon as you came home, you said, we're getting in the car. We're going to the woods. We're finding a creek.
We're going to find a creek, and I want to walk near the woods next to the creek after we look in the creek. Okay. And keep your eyes.
Is this like a surprise camping trip or?
No, I definitely don't want to be here after dark.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Be looking for any kind of fecal matter in the creek. Okay? What?
Is this like
even if it looks like you think it's bark, it might be fecal matter. Okay.
What's up with you and fecal matter lately? You've been talking about
fucking the guy who works at the garage.
What did you just say?
I asked a question, and I hope. The answer is the creek's filled with shit.
I hardly think this is the time nor the place to be talking about our marriage, okay? If you want to have an adult discussion, then we can go home and we can sit in our kitchen across from each other and we can have a discussion, okay? Oh. But I'm not doing that out here in the woods. I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you do it in the woods? Is the woods filled with shit?
What? No, I don't know. Shit? I don't know. I don't spend that much time in the woods. Oh, my God. Matt, protect me.
Okay, just be patient. Let's just watch him. Let's see where he goes.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
He looks full. Okay, he's looking around. I think he's going to take a shit. Me. Don't run.
For once in your life, protect me.
Oh, yeah. Where's the garage guy now? Shh. Okay, he's shitting right next to the creek. Okay, is that the creek?
So he's shitting in the woods.
Well, I guess it's the woods.
I mean, there's trees right there.
I know, but I think he missed the creek.
Okay.
I'm going to get closer.
No, Matt, no. You just left me here? God damn it.
We cut to the bar.
So you took your wife into the woods. You saw a bear. It shit near the creek.
Yeah.
You're saying it wasn't in the creek, but it also wasn't in the woods.
Yeah. No, it's on the border.
And by your estimation of what you said, then he went to the creek. And then put his hands in the water and then rubbed them together as if he was washing his hands.
Yeah, he definitely washed up.
Like a raccoon.
Yes.
And or some human beings.
So your wife is cheating on you or not?
Maybe not, because does a bear shit in the woods? The answer is kind of. Or sort of.
Look,
or yes, but he cleans up afterwards.
Well, let's not even talk about the bear anymore, because that's obviously gray area. I found out more about my wife.
Is the Pope Catholic?
No.
Well, yeah. Well,
I'm afraid you're wrong about that one. That's another one people say, like, there's a bear shit in the woods. It's Pope Catholic.
Cut back to home. We're flying to the Vatican right now.
Let's talk some more about that song.
Do you have a connection with Arkansas?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Hayes, because that's, Brett, I was good. I saved this talk for the middle of the show. I usually do this at the beginning and I start bloviating. So the reason I found out about you, Hayes, is I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and you have a album called Little Rock. And I've always said throughout the years, I'm like, there's not enough songs written about Arkansas and definitely not about Little Rock. Even Johnny Cash from Arkansas, he barely has any songs about Arkansas. He mentions them Arkansas every once in a while, but I can't think of one Johnny Cash song that has Arkansas in the title. So I've always said there should be more songs about Arkansas. So when I heard Little Rock, which is also a positive song about Arkansas and Little Rock, because I know some negative ones, like Arkansas Heat's a good song, but very negative. And then you have Arkansas Blues, which isn't negative about Arkansas per se, more of your situation in Arkansas is what I took from it.
Yeah.
But you mentioned it a lot, and I assumed you were from there, and I'd missed the boat on you somehow being from there. But then I looked it up this week, and you're from Houston. So now I ask you, what's your Arkansas connection?
I went to college in Conway, Arkansas.
Oh, Hendrix?
Hendrix, yeah.
That's a great school. Cool.
And then I married into Arkansas. My first wife was from Conway.
Oh.
And I had an uncle who lived in Little Rock, was a minister in Little Rock. And so I used to make that 8-hour drive from Houston to Little Rock on those bad highways. And that's what inspired that Little Rock song.
Oh, but it's a very positive song, the Little Rock song.
Yeah, that was a good time of my life. And when I started playing music, I went back to Texas after I got out of school, and everybody back in Texas was making a lot of money writing songs about Texas. It was this kind of, you know, very romantic, idealized space and history with Texas. And I got in the game a little too late to really, like, take advantage of that. So I started doing Arkansas songs. There was that lane was wide open, you know. So I'm just waiting for it to hit. It has.
Hey, my brother, I so appreciate that sentiment. And I know when you play that Little Rock song in Little Rock, they must fucking go crazy.
You know, I used to make a lot of money. I made a T-shirt just for my Little Rock fans, and it said, "Don't mess with Arkansas ... either." And I would, because the Don't Mess With Texas is the right. big motto down there. So I made a killing.
That's funny. You know,
there's a bit of an inferiority complex I noticed with some Arkansans. And
we got a chip on our shoulders.
Yeah. And like, they don't even sell premium gasoline in Arkansas. It's they don't feel like they deserve it.
This guy's telling some sly Southern Aggie joke. I love it. Oh, I'm gonna go deep one more level deep on you. You did some live album during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Standalone or something.
It was called Alone Together. I was right before the pandemic happened. I was doing a tour called Alone Together because it was just me solo and my wife was playing. And then we all got, you know, stuck at home, and I started doing a live stream every Tuesday called Alone Together Tuesdays. And then I decided to make a record here in this room that I'm in right now. So I made a record and I called it the Alone Together Session. So I got a lot of mileage out of those two words.
Together. So I want to ask you about, go ahead.
So you did Alone Together. Like, you had that title before even the pandemic had even hit.
Yeah, I was going, I'd normally tour with a band, but I was going to do, I did about 3 months of solo touring, and I just thought that was a clever name, and I didn't realize how apt it was going to.
Right. You're like ahead of end the up curve. Being.
Yeah, for once.
So, Ronnie.
Yeah.
I remember, I can't believe it. You were making those pandemic maniac a mask before the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean,
I haven't seen you in like 18 months, man. No. I heard business really took off for you.
Yeah, it was it was definitely a surprise. You know, I've been dipping my toe in a lot of different, you know, in a lot of different avenues trying to figure out, you know, like what's going to be my thing. Making songs about places that people don't make songs about. You know, like making items.
Give me an example of that.
Oh, so, you know, like everybody has like a sunny California song and all this type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's way too many. New York, way too many. All right.
I'm like sunny Wyoming, sunny Dakotas, sunny Ohio. You know, like I really ran with that sunny thing because I feel like everybody likes sunny. Mm-hmm. But I was just, you know, kind of just like.
Dakota sounds like a hard. That's a hard state to rhyme.
I mean, and trust me, it was. I got Dakota, and then sometimes I would rhyme Dakota with Dakota, you know, and then try to make it
well,
seem
South
like
South Dakota, kinda, North Dakota.
Yeah. Lakota, like as in the tribe, you know, it was a lot of, you know, those didn't really hit. And it might have been because the songwriting wasn't so great, but I just also just feel like they don't get a lot of traction. But yeah, like mask was a thing. I just remember like seeing one time I was on a plane and somebody had like a cool mask. And I was like, what if people just wore masks more recreationally? So then I just started kind of doing that thing.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you Ronnie Adrian?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Hi.
I love sunny Des Moines. I'm from Des Moines, and nobody sings about Des Moines. And it's not a good song. Don't get me wrong, but it says Des Moines right there in it.
Well, you know, I appreciate your constructive criticism, and I just appreciate more your fandom. Thank you.
That's very gracious of you. You're welcome. I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation.
It's okay. What's your name?
Hey, no problem.
What's your name, man?
My name's Rick.
Hey, all right. Well, hey, write your name and your email address down on this sheet of paper. And then I will be able to send you exclusively a Sunny Des Moines 2 song.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. What? A sequel. I love it. That's great.
A sequel?
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is just make sure that you Venmo me $20 and I give you the song. We sit right for you.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. I mean, story songs have sequels. I've heard that before, mm-hmm. but just commenting on Des Moines being sunny, how's that going to have a sequel?
I mean, there's a story involved.
What's the sequel?
There's a story involved, you know, and the story is, you know, somebody comes out, somebody feels like it's a dreary day, then they come outside and it's sunny, and so they go and run their errand.
Can it be me? Can it be me? Maybe I come outside and it's gloomy and then the sun comes out.
Hey, if you pay me $30 on Venmo, I will make sure to put your name in the song.
Done.
Oh, that sounds worth it. I'd like my name in it too. I'll give you $30 right here.
All right. So, look, and that's just.
I'll give you $40. Put my name first.
Wait a minute. You're crowding in on my song.
Hey,
and you're
sorry.
Not from Des Moines, are you? Who are you, sir? Where are you from?
I want my name mentioned in songs. Matt Besser, podcast.
Oh, your full name.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Are you Ronnie Adrian?
Yes, I am.
Did you write that song, Sunny Garibaldi, Washington?
I did write Sunny Garibaldi, Washington.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were saying. I heard that, but I couldn't make out what the...
Yeah, that's where I'm from. And I mean, that song really sucks, but
okay.
I just think it's kind of cool that Garibaldi's kind of been put on the map. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, listen, everybody. I want everybody to kind of realize the formula here. I'm going to break it down for you all. It's the.
Can you take your mask off? I can't hear you.
I cannot. I cannot. I cannot.
Okay, I can barely hear
you.
He's
the original mask guy. He was in the mask and pandemics before it was even a thing.
If I get a picture taken of me without my mask on, people are going to start calling me a poser. So
basically you're saying you knew it was coming.
I just thought a mask was cool, and then it just so happened that the pandemic did me a favor.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, look, man, I'm sorry. Look, just know that the formula, I have the same backing track, you know, for every song. You know, like I'm playing all the music. That's why the music isn't that good. You know what I mean? Couple A's, couple G's, couple E flats. You know,
I think people are just searching for the name of their town or city in the Spotify thing, and you're the only song that comes up.
I mean, I've literally written a song for almost every city in the country of the United States.
That's a good idea.
I just take the same.
You should do it for names now. Yeah.
That's a good idea, man. I should go get a name book. Thank you. And then just make a song with everybody's name in a song.
Yes. That'd be a phone book?
He goes to Barnes & Noble, the last bricks and mortar bookstore. Can I help you?
Hi, yes. I'm looking for rather a phone book or a book of names.
We have a, okay, we get this a lot for babies. People come in here looking to name their baby. Mm-hmm. So I have a world name book.
No, right now I'm really looking for
North American.
Yeah, I'm really working on one for the North American market right now. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. And do you want brand names in here too? Just people names?
Yeah, just people names for now. Okay. I'm going to let you know. What's your name?
I can't give that to you until you buy the book.
Okay. Okay.
Because I feel like I'm giving it away.
Okay.
Because obviously you're looking for names.
And
I feel like if I give you my name, you're just going to take my name, not buy the book, and you're just going to run in another store on the block and get someone's name in there, and then you won't need the name book.
Okay.
Okay, my name is Giorgio.
Giorgio?
Yes. What do you mean? You're going to use my name.
I'm not going to use your name.
You're mulling over my name in your head right now.
I'm
not.
I'm trying to figure out what I think could name with Giorgio. Orgio?
You better buy the book.
Orgio?
What?
Yeah, that might be something. That's a working thing. You don't.
Hey, buddy. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it over here that you're looking for a list of names.
Uh-huh.
How's this sound? Copy of the U.S. Census, 2021.
Ooh, so that's more recent.
It accounts. it includes every single person in the United States, not only their names, but their race, their religion, their income level.
Hey, there you are. I told you not to come around here.
You dare? You're not the boss of me. I can walk into any
sell your names out on the sidewalk. Get out of here.
Cut right, to right Ronnie walking down the street. I say, or a year later, hey man, are you Ronnie Adrian?
Yeah, man, I'm so popular right now. It's crazy.
What the fuck, man?
Wait, what? What happened?
You wrote a song about me. Now everybody knows that my middle name is Krenneth, and that I only make $12,000 a year. You piece of shit.
Well,
I can't get a girl. I can't get a date to save my life.
All right.
You dickhead.
Well, to be fair, you know, Krenneth was the easiest thing to rhyme with Senate. And then it was. And
what about Kenneth? There's so many people named Kenneth. Had to pick Krenneth.
Look, Krenneth is a name that sticks out because of it being so bad. So obviously, you know.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, okay.
Let's listen to another song.
Hayes, do we deserve one more?
I would love to play another one.
Thank you.
All right, this is the title track. It's called You Get It All. All my tame and all my wild, all my man and all my child, all my faults and all my scars, all my sometimes lucky stars, all my joys and my regrets, all my old Guy Clark cassettes. I knew the night we met you'd get it all. All my lows and all my highs, all my truth and all my lies, all my rights and all my wrongs, all my from now on love songs, all my future, all my roots, all my worn out cowboy boots that I kick off in the hall. You get it all.
And I'd rather drive you crazy being more than you can stand than to let you try to love half a man. And all my cards are on the table, and darling, it's your call, but I'm all in, so lose or win, you get it all. Cloud of Texas dust, all my humble, all my bragging, all my on and off the wagon, all my B.O. place to hide, all my always on your side, all my catch you when you fall, you get it all. And I'd rather drive you crazy being more than you can stand than to let you try to love half a man. And all my cards are on the table, and darling, it's your call, but I'm all in, so lose or win, you get it all. All my blessing, all my curse, all my better, all my worse, from the chapel to the hearse, you get it all.
Dude, that is a great song. Yeah. This is a great album.
Thank you.
All three of these are off the new album. I'm a fan already of the album. And I would use that for marriage vows. That's good. Just say that, right?
I'm hoping to get some wedding work, some gigs out of that one for sure.
That covers it.
I like From the Chapel to the Hearse. I've never heard that. Different way of saying.
I like that a lot. Ronnie? Can we discuss our wedding vows?
Sure, sweetie. What do you want to talk about?
I just went over my first draft, and I know you've probably been going over your draft. Uh-huh. And I just want to... I've had some changes. I don't want to surprise you at the ceremony. Okay?
Okay.
Remember, one line was... I did the whole you get everything of mine when you marry me, you know. Right. That was my main point. And one of my lines was you get all my Guy Clark cassettes.
Yeah, that was real specific.
It was. And I just want to take it out because it was so specific.
Right.
Because do you know who Guy Clark is?
Not really. So
right. Yeah. You're probably not a huge fan. I am. And cassettes are really trendy right now.
Yeah.
They're really collectible.
Okay. I just think...
And Guy Clark just died.
Oh, well...
I'm pretty sure.
Sorry to hear that for you, I guess.
Well, he was old.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it raises the values of the cassettes.
Yeah, look, I just think, and this is, you know, because I feel like, you know, we've kind of had multiple kind of like talks about our vows. You usually bring them up. And I just want to point out that we can just talk about, you know, like... I don't know, like the classic vow stuff, like loving one another and make sure that we're there supporting
That's
each other
what I'm
through
thinking.
Sickness and health and all this type of stuff.
Right. Like, let's take out specific stuff because if we were to get a divorce and you point back to this and say, I get those Guy Clark cassettes. And even if you're not a Guy Clark fan, you just know how collectible cassettes are now and how valuable they are.
I didn't. Until
and you're
you
like,
just
I
told,
get half
I,
of
I
them.
Just, I just don't think we should use our vows as like some sort of, I don't know, like alternate prenup. Like, I just think... It should just be just like the regular stuff. I love you. I'll walk on fire to the ends of the earth for you. That type of stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And we leave. So I'm taking out the Guy Clark cassettes.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join Ronnie and Marie in holy matrimony. Without further ado, we're going to get straight to the vows.
Great.
It's no particular order. Who would like to go first?
I really want to jump into this.
Marie, please speak to Ronnie.
Okay. Ronnie, ever since I met you, I knew that the Guy Clark cassettes would still have to be mine.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. Are these the vowels?
I'm not done, but I was just ramping into it.
Okay. Because normally it's about how important you are to me and how
much
I love you.
I love you so much that I'll let you have any of the Willie Nelson CDs. Except for the Storyteller series he did with Johnny Cash. And any of the Johnny Cash, as far as that goes. But nothing he did with the Highwaymen or the Outlaws. Any of those Outlaws albums he did with Kris Kristofferson.
Okay, and, look.
Waylon Jennings. I'm in the middle of my mouth.
Cut to... As your divorce lawyer, look, it doesn't matter if you said all that stuff in your vows. You signed no prenuptial agreement.
But it was in front of everybody. It was in front of all loved ones. Tons of witnesses. I'm sorry.
You're legally married and your husband is entitled to half of all of everything you own, including all of your cassettes. No, I know whether or not he wants them, we can negotiate that. Okay. We said in your wedding vows, right?
Yes, I invited a bridesmaid who's a judge. She's a judge, and I don't even like her, but I wanted a judge to be there to witness that.
As a divorce lawyer, I see this a lot. You know, I know that I hate to say this to you, and I hate to sort of burst your bubble and the sort of magic of wedding vows, but they really don't mean anything. You know, in sickness and in health, people say it all the time, but my job is to divorce, is to help people get divorced.
Knock, knock.
You know what I mean?
Am I early at this mediation session?
Ronnie, yes. Hey, come sit down.
Hey, how you doing? Don't mind me and my new Highwayman t-shirt. I was just preparing for these albums I'm about to get.
You are not getting that. I specifically said none of the albums he did as the Highwayman.
Sorry. Okay. Hey, I mean, we'll let the courts decide. Oh, I can't wait.
We will let the courts decide.
So, Ronnie, we discussed this earlier, but you don't want any money. You don't want the house.
Nope. Keep it.
You don't want the car. Nope, keep it. You don't want the kids.
Nah, keep them.
you just want these Gary Clark and Gary Clark tapes.
Guy Clark. I'm sorry.
I need to. Sorry, I'm into I'm into classical music. I don't really know any contemporary.
I want the Guy Clark stuff. I want the Johnny Cash with the Highwaymen stuff, and also with the Outlaws.
Now, Marie, I have to say you're getting off really good here. You're getting pretty much all he wants is a handful of tapes.
Yeah,
I have to take care of the kids, is what I'm hearing. Okay. But I don't get cassettes.
I remember saying, you know, do you want custody? And you were like, I don't give a shit. Just I need those tapes. But you're getting full custody and you're getting to keep all of your. I mean, literally, he's willing to walk away. This is the best deal I've ever had in a divorce case.
We cut to after the trial where Marie loses and they're in a conference room where the cassette tapes are now being taken out of a shoebox and split up. Okay, how are we going to do this? Do we go, we each take turns picking a tape? He doesn't even know what he's picking.
I know what I'm picking. I went online last night and I looked at all the ratings of the different albums, so I know which ones I want to take.
You asshole.
So we'll do this as like you do a mock draft. Like we will each go and pick the album that we want one at a time.
Thanks for doing the show, Hayes.
Well, thank y'all for having me. It was a real treat, and enjoyed listening to y'all.
Yeah, man.
Thanks. Really great.
So everybody, go buy this album. Look up Hayes Carl and buy all his albums. But. I'm sorry. The title track again is you
get it all.
You get it all. Great message. All three of those songs were both good and funny. Speaking of which, and I saved it till the end, Brett. But so another outlaw. Speaking of the Outlaws, legend is Ray Wiley Hubbard, and I grew up being a huge fan of this guy named Jerry Jeff Walker, right? And he sings this song called Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, written by Ray Wiley Hubbard. And when Hayes just did that album he was just talking about, he did a song, a duet with Ray Wiley Hubbard, which is great. But as a comedian, maybe even better, at the end of the song, they start doing like country insults at each other, these really dry insults with each other. How did that come about? That was so funny. Like, how do you have that relation? You know, these guys don't know Ray Wiley Hubbard, but he is a legend in the outlaw country sphere. How do you hook up with him?
I was tending bar at a little club in Galveston, and Ray did a show there, and it just blew me away. He's an incredible writer and spirit and teacher. And I was just a huge fan of his, and I stalked him for a number of years until we sort of became friends. And he's just always dropping me in the grease. He's been a mentor, but he also, you know, busts my chops.
It's funny
a lot about
and
everything.
I love his style. I love the way. Go listen to it, y'all. It's funny.
The first time I was on the radio, he had a radio show, and he asked me a question, and I nodded, and he just stared. He stared at me for about 5 seconds, and then he said, "For those of y'all at home, Hayes just nodded in the affirmative," and so we just have fun messing with each other, and I thought it'd be cool to capture that on that track.
It was cool. I very much appreciated that. Mookie, where can we find you on the internet to find out what you're doing?
Oh, you can follow me on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Lil Mookie B, LilMookieB.
His TikTok content is very funny, y'all.
Thanks, Matt. I'm taking a little break from that and my podcast, You Are Worthy with Lil Mookie B, but there are 50 episodes up that are all very fun. Maddie B was on one. Ronnie was on one. And you can check that out. And I'm still making lots of funny tweets and contents. And
there you go, Lil Mookie B. Ronnie, same question. Where can we find you to compliment you and how funny you are?
Oh, yeah. You can find me at Bones Adrian. I'm on Instagram and less on Twitter. One thing though, I want to say, and I don't necessarily know about this, I think I wanted to mention it last time I was on here, but this feels like the perfect episode to ask Matt. Was, have you ever heard of that show, Tales from the Tour Bus, that Mike Judge did?
I did. I didn't have Showtime, but two of them were free. Uh-huh. Like, I saw the first two and they're really good.
Right. I seen that, you know, like the first season, for those who don't know, like the first season is like, basically recountings of like, country artists and some stories and things about them. And then the second season is like funk legends or something like this. And I love funk and all that type of stuff, but I think that even the country seasons are even better because I just had no idea how like reckless they were. You know what I mean? And just like, how, you know what I mean? It's like, like the amount of people that get shot, you know, like in these stories or shot at, or just like in that, it's like in such a casual manner, is so nuts. It was like, it's more gangster than any gangster anything. It's
do,
like they're nuts.
Do they talk about Blaze Foley?
Yeah, he's like the last episode, I think, of the first season.
Dude, that, and he's from Austin where Hayes used to live. That, if you're curious, that's a great story and a great guy to look up. Great legendary country guy. Neil Flynn, are you on a sitcom right now?
No.
It's first time in three
me neither,
decades.
Man.
Me neither, man.
We have that in common. That is a coincidence. No. I've been, like I said, I've been cooling my heels for a year and a half. I am not on any social media either. Maybe I should correct that, but I've just never done it. And I figured, one, I don't have anything witty to say every day or whatever, and two,
it's just toxic out there, buddy.
I know. I feel like it's a trap waiting to be sprung of that I'll say the wrong thing somehow, or especially because for the most part, mostly culture has changed for the better. But, you know, I'm older than most of the people that are making the changes, so I'm likely to step into something accidentally. And
yeah, I don't use it for being witty, for sure, even if I was witty. But I actually find out about, like, what Hayes Carl is doing. Like, I use it for informationally
following
to find out
people.
About musicians are doing and stuff like that. And
that.
Plug this show. So Improv for Humans for Music is the name of an album where we put out or is coming out. Pre-order it. It's live recordings of musicians like Hayes Carl that have been on Improv for Humans through the years. 10 of those artists, sound genius engineer Brett Morris, recorded them. They're really good recordings, and it's a green vinyl. Looks very cool. Go to mattbesser.com. I'll show you where to order it, or go to Newberry Comics. It'll be hard to find it there. Maybe just go to mine, mattbesser.com. We'll take you there. Pre-order that because it helps the National Independent Venue Association, which is helping all these venues who can't open up or can't work at full capacity. We want to get Hayes Carl back out on the road. We don't want him to be alone together by himself all the time. He needs to be out in those venues. We need to keep those venues alive. Pre-order that album and keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Apodaca. Engineered by Brett Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.